Some outstanding minutes to adopt. We hope that when we get to the second item, at least we'll have a quorum, but we can start with our meeting. Now, Honourable Waters have submitted a private member's bill, and it's the proposed amendments to the Children's Act 38 of 2005. I just want to draw members' attention to the interim rules for the introduction of private members' bills. The bill must be published on the document announcement tables and committee report, which has been done. It has also been promulgated in the Government Gazette. Published in the Government Gazette. Then let me just check. I think I've skipped a few. Yeah, a committee to which a private member's bill. I just want to draw members' attention to the rules because it's new. A committee to which a private member's bill has been referred to, in this case the Portfolio Committee on Social Development, must provide reasonable notice to the member in charge of the bill before it considers legislation, and after due deliberation, adopt a motion of desirability on the principle of the bill. And if the motion of desirability on the bill is rejected, the committee must immediately report the bill to the Assembly. if the motion of desirability on the bill is accepted, the committee can proceed to deliberate on the details of the legislation and report accordingly. And once the committee has reported, the House must, subject to a decision of the Program Committee, schedule a meeting for the second reading. So, we, Honourable Waters, have we've complied with Rule I, the committee. We've given notice to the Honourable Member, and he has prepared a presentation for us on the amendments as set out to the bill. And then after that, the committee will then discuss the process ahead. So after due deliberation, adopt a motion of desirability on the principle of the bill. So we will have to look at the processes of further deliberations after the presentation. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Committee Secretary, is there any apologies?
Yes, Chair, there are a couple of apologies. One is from Honourable Mafolo, who won't be with us. She received an urgent message to attend her son's school. Another one is from Honourable Taba, who won't be with us as well due to political engagements. An emergent matter came up. One is from the Honourable Makuba. She's attended the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. And one is from Honourable Chwete. She's not... she is sick due to influenza, so she won't be with us. And Chairperson, another must record the one from the legal advisor that he won't be with us today. Any procedural issues or legal matter, we can just communicate with his office. He's off sick. So those are the apologies I've received. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, those are the apologies, Honourable Members. Without wasting any more time, I'll give over to Honourable Waters.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thanks for the opportunity to present today. It is a very short presentation because it's only one small amendment, but if you can go to the next slide, thank you. Just to refresh members' memories, the Children's Act of 2005 is to give effect to certain rights of children as contained in the Constitution, to set out principles relating to the care and protection of children, to define parental responsibilities and rights, to make further provision regarding children's courts, to provide for the issuing of contribution of orders, to make new provision for the adoption of children, to provide for inter-country adoption, to give effect to the Hague Convention on inter-country adoptions, to prohibit child abduction and to give effect to the Hague Convention on international child abductions, to provide for surrogate motherhood, to create certain new offences relating to children, and to provide for matters connected therewith. So the actual bill is to amend the Children's Act of 2005 to provide for a person convicted of attempted rape to be unsuitable to work with children and to provide for matters connected therewith. Just to give some background, Part B of the Child Protection Register was introduced to protect children from people who have been found unsuitable to work with them. At present, the Act determines that such people, including those convicted of murder, attempted murder, rape, indecent assault, or assault with the intent to do grievously bodily harm with regard to a child. The crime of attempted rape was inadvertently omitted from the Act and ought to be added to the crimes listed in the Act. That constitutes a disqualification when it comes to working with children. So the objective of the bill is to amend sections 124 and 125 of the Children's Act of 2005 to provide for a person who has been convicted of attempted rape to be unsuitable to work with children. Thank you. So currently this is what the how the Act reads. Sections 124 and 125, I'm going to read them out. So 124, in criminal proceedings, a person must be found unsuitable to work with children, A, on conviction of murder, attempted murder, rape, indecent assault or assault with the intent to do grievously bodily harm with regard to a child, or B, if a court makes a finding and gives a direction in terms of section 77.6 or 78.6 of the Criminal Procedures Act of 1977, that's Act 51 of 77, that a person is by reason of mental illness or mental defect not capable of understanding the proceedings so as to make a proper defence, or was by reason of mental illness or mental defect not criminally responsible for the act which constituted murder, attempted murder, rape, indecent assault or assault with the intent to do grievously bodily harm with regards to the child. And 125, any person who has been convicted of murder, attempted murder, rape, indecent assault or assault with the intent to do grievously bodily harm with regards to a child during the 5 years preceding the commencement of this chapter is deemed to have been found unsuitable to work with children. So that's how the Act currently reads. And if you just go to the next slide, and it's exactly the same as the previous slide except for the insertion of attempted rape in those three paragraphs. That's where attempted rape would be included. So for example, on 120A, a person would be deemed unsuitable to work with children if A, on conviction of being found of attempted rape, their name should appear on the Child Protection Register. Similarly for B and similarly for 120A. I don't know if you want me to read the whole thing out again, Chair, but it's just this insertion of the three. Hey? Yeah, with the red, it highlights it, yes. So, you know, that's the amendment to the Children's Act. It's insertion of attempted rape in three paragraphs. And Chair, that is the end of my presentation. Short and sweet, John Sharp. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And obviously take questions at the IME.
Yeah, I think that is the next one. Is there any questions, honourable members? Honourable Magakula?
No, Chairperson, is not a question. I just raised to support the amendment in the bill. It's very crucial. In section, yes. It's very crucial. I thank you.
Now, thank you very much, Honourable Bula. Okay. In terms of the presentation, it's very short because in terms of, as Honourable Water said, the insertion of, it basically boils down to the insertion on attempted rape. Okay. What we need to do is the committee secretary did not have any joy in terms of getting any response from the secretary's office to look at was there any public responses. So our next step would be to just to check. I've spoken to Honourable Waters previously, but maybe he can just formally inform the committee whether he received any response from the public, and then we will have to also check with the Secretary's office.
Chair, I received no correspondence or no public comment. Thanks.
Okay, we will have to check whether we received any public comments, and then we will also have, call the Department of Justice and Social Development also just to comment on the amendment. What we will have to do is this will then be the first item. We will have to prioritize the amendment for the work of the committee. So we will have to, in terms of the time frame, are we can we deal with this matter now in July when we come back? Yes.
Yes, Chairperson, we can, because this bill is a section, it's been tagged as section 75, classified as section 75. So it's not going to the NCOP, so we have ample time.
And our first meeting next week, next month, is that correct? In July when we come back. We will then prioritize the amendment bill in terms of our work program. We will call in the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development and Social Development. I think those are the two departments that has a responsibility in terms of the Children's Act. And then we'll take it from there. Thank you very much, Honourable Members, for that. Thank you very much, Honourable Walter, for the presentation. So we'll see each other in July. By then we will also look at whether there has been any response from the Secretary's office that should be channeled to the committee. Honourable Members, we have a long outstanding report on our visit to KwaZulu-Natal, oversight visit, that we have to approve. I got a letter from, I don't know, do you have it on the screen? Oh. So does all the members have the KZN oversight report? Okay. Do you have it? Okay. I get it out. Okay. Yeah. No, welcome back, Honourable Gorman. Can you get her a package, please? We heard that you had a bereavement in the family. Honourable Gorman, you had a bereavement in the family. Yeah, deepest sympathies. We had an oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal in July 2012. And we haven't approved the committee report. And by strict instructions of the House Chair, we were instructed to deal with our oversight report. Otherwise, we can't go on oversight again if we don't approve the outstanding report. So can we go to the first page? We visited KwaZulu-Natal and from the 19th to the 22nd of June 2012. We also visited the children's courts in Mlazi and Chatsworth. The committee also visited several service delivery points. Went to SASA offices and so on. Can we go to page 2 and we look at the areas of concern, and members can just say whether they agree or not. We found that the condition of the entire Newlands Rehabilitation Centre was not up to standard. And Honourable Bula, maybe if you would come in later, because you had a follow-up as the resident portfolio committee member, you had follow-ups with the minister and the MECs and so on, and SASA. It found that the condition of the entire Newlands Rehabilitation Centre was not up to standard. The centre was poorly fenced, and this compromised its security, windows, and in the boys' ward they were not properly, the doors weren't properly closing, was it the windows, and the walls were dirty. Ablution facilities was in a bad state. It had no doors, taps were leaking, and seats were broken. The workshop area needed to be cleaned and the roofing to be refurbished, and there was no air conditioning facilities in all the offices. In terms of the children's courts, in Umlazi and in Chatsworth, had challenges referring children who were in need of help to rehabilitation centres because of the shortage of these centres in the province. The committee was told that the nearest centre, the Newlands Rehabilitation Centre that we visited, had a shortage of child and youth care workers. The rehabilitation centre run by the South African National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence was very costly. Its treatment programs cost about 32,000 rand. The Older Persons Act does not make provision for services to address the needs of people with disabilities, particularly mental health patients and frail care. There was a lack of norms and standards for services rendered to older persons. So those were the issues that members noted. I don't know whether members would like to add anything before we move off this. Was there other issues that come to mind in terms of a visit?
Chairperson, I think that the fact that in terms of the security and that there had been a settlement of informal settlements around the gap would serve as a negative impediment for drugs to easily come around.
The close proximity of the informal settlement right next to the centre was an impediment to the total rehabilitation of the patients. Page 3 just deals with the background and so on and so on. Who was the delegation? Who was in the delegation? I think Honourable Morey was on maternity leave. But do you remember you were sick? You were sick months before that. Okay, we also, are members fine with the objectives of the oversight? Is it as you remembered? Of the oversight visit, fine? We are supposed to be young. The presentation, that is just the presentation and so on. And then I think, I'm sure, on page 7, the following were the responses to the questions that were raised by the delegation. The impact of monitoring and evaluation of NGOs, community care services, enrollment of children with disabilities in ECT centres, the support of for social workers, and so on. Then we also had a presentation by SASA. And in terms of recommendations, we said the committee recommended that the Department of Social Development and the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development should develop a coordinated approach to fast-track foster care applications, like certain court dates and times set aside for foster care applications. The issue of cross-border applications was discussed in a great length, and the committee suggested that there should be a joint operation between the Department of Social Development, Home Affairs, SANDF, and SAPS to ensure verification of citizenship and the control the influx of refugees in the border gates. Then the visit to the National Development Agency. The project, in terms of the challenge, the project only has one truck that it uses to collect produce from farmers across the province. Therefore, some of the farmers are not accessed on time. So those are one of the challenges of the project. Coming to page 12, the committee was greatly concerned over the lack of Northern standards for services rendered to older persons, as we said previously. We have also the issue around children, that we also recommended that the Department of Social Development and SANCA should review their service level agreement to enable children's courts to refer children to them at no fee or minimal fee. And then we said Otto Bula would make a follow-up. I think that was for rehabilitation, children with substance abuse problems. In terms of the care and support to children with disabilities, on page 15, we recommended that all social workers and other professionals involved in the care and protection of children with disabilities should be sensitized and trained on disability. Specific training should be done on the South African Sign Language. Funding for statutory workers in the field of disability should be created and subsidized by the Department of Social Development. Clear guidelines should be negotiated and provided for by the government on who should be responsible for statutory work for children with disabilities, as there is a reluctance from child welfare organizations and certain specialist organizations due to lack of resources and capacity. Immediate action should be taken by the Department of Social Development to make places of safety and children's homes more accessible and available to children with disabilities. And the Department of Social Development, Health, Basic Education, and SASA should develop a partnership to monitor and evaluate the number of children with disabilities receiving social grants, being educated, stimulated, and receiving medical care. I think this is a very good recommendation in terms of the rights of disabled children. Then we also looked at the critical issues facing the injured sector in KZN. Remember, we had a meeting with them. And they reflected on certain issues. And we also need to get feedback on this because there was provincial representatives present on the issues raised. And they said they will give feedback to the committee. We made the following recommendations. The Provincial Department of Social Development in KZN and the NGO sector should meet and discuss the issues raised during the discussions. The National Department should make a follow-up on the issues raised pertaining to lack of consultation on the policy on financial awards to NPLs. And the older persons need to be Act needs to be amended to include frail care and mental health. And then we also meeting with the pipeline. And then we said that the delegation recommended that the Provincial Department of Social Development should assist to expand the project to reach areas beyond the Itakwini district. And so on. Visited child-headed households. This 30-year-old girl, are you sure this 30 is correct? I'll be most sad if I'm 30. We call the girl, isn't it? This on page 20. I don't think it was 30. You see that visit to the Mdladla child-headed household. The family is made up of 7 siblings and is headed by a 30-year-old girl. I'm sure it's not 30-year-old. Yeah, and I'm Lazi. Yeah, well, she's 30.
Three children.
Yeah, but she wasn't 30. Okay, but she's not a girl, I mean, 30-year-old woman. Although we all want to be called girls, I'm sorry. Okay, I wasn't part of that group. So it's a 30-year-old woman. I had to have 3 children of her own, and then she still had 4 others, 3 other siblings. Okay. But she's where we went downhill, dangerously downhill. Okay. And dangerously uphill. Okay. In high heels. So we also visit the Mahida childhood household. Which one was that one with no food? Was to the Nkomo and... So there was an issue with the Nkomo childhood household. There was an issue of the foster care grant and the Maida childhood household. They received food parcels thereafter, because they were assisted with food parcels by the NGO and so on. So if the observations was the committee expressed grave concern on the minimal role played by the department and thus in assisting the family around the foster care grant and the child support grant for the young children. It was also concerned that the family had only received the food parcel once. So that was corrected because we had those chaps there with us that day. can we just get the Honourable Bula? I don't know whether you can provide us with a written report, or can you just inform us? Because you had follow-up visits in KwaZulu-Natal in these areas. You revisited them again on the follow-ups.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think that the issue around the Newlands Rehabilitation Center, as you correctly pointed out, that the Minister and together with the MEC of the province, Mohamed Toussi, who also were present at the return visit to the center. Chairperson, yes, the MEC, No, I think it was around late April. Chair, I think that the issues that the committee has highlighted, in view of that, I think the ministry that were present as well indicated that a full detailed report will be submitted. With regards to the refab and the limitation of area, I think they could only cater for around, if I'm not mistaken, was 40 or 60 beds. And there's a huge development that were taking place in the first phase, and an allocation of about 15.9 million was made available by the provincial department to deal with the upgrade. We accordingly visited the developments, and there was a huge difference from the time we visited. There were new apartments, there were upgrades in the ablution facilities, the canteen services were very much improved, the dilapidated conditions of the buildings, that was windows were broken, etc. That was all refabbed and all replaced. The concern of the woodwork, the skills department, where people were training for skills, that was also uplifted. And what I found there, Chair, was that there was a completely new department which was fully fledged with the relevant fitness machines, exercise, and that was very, very well equipped. From our first visit, we actually just noticed that there were machines there and there were a few people that were partaking in terms of the skills. And the issue of the exercise and the gym that was put there with all the machines was indeed gratifying. Chair, the other concerns that the minister raised at that oversight was that, you know, they were looking at a dispensary for medication, and that they anticipated it would have been extremely gratified if we had a fully, thoroughly fledged dispensary at the center to deal with medications. And that was some of the issues that the officials have raised. Chair, the Minister also raised the issue about the security around, as you have correctly indicated, that it had to be, intensified, that the security around the rehab center, whilst that there were these informal settlements around, that drugs could easily be, slipped into the center. And apart from all that was addressed, the return oversight was very, very much attended by all the stakeholders, the CDA, the social development, and the relevant faith-based organizations, all that were there. One thing also that came out very much strong was the issue of the Kimoja concept, and that the minister also indicated that was. It was a very good concept and was addressing challenges, but they wanted to look at something more that was which would attract the youth. And the minister indicated that the stakeholders and the relevant institutions that were present, perhaps maybe something else that is more catchy and attractive to the youth, and that they should look at that concept. And Chair, I think in brief, that was the issues around there. And I will indeed submit a detailed written report.
Don't have anything on the older child?
Chair, unfortunately, you know, we always speak about the very much sunny KwaZulu-Natal, and on that specific day, heavy rains. I did inquire with the MEC, and unfortunately, I think that the program had to be, you know, adjusted because the weather was absolutely terrible. And that particular aspect of going to the old age homes, you're referring to the one that was in Chatsworth that we visited. Yes, yes, Chair. That particular matter where we did indicate, however, that we had these nurses that were training and they were prejudiced with regards to some allowance, etc. I did go back to that center. And in my interaction with the heads in those departments, we found that you know, they were keeping in line in terms of the allocation that was made available to them, and that they would love to see that, you know, these training nurses could have got a bigger stipend, but they were limited in terms of their budgets, and that was the basic challenge around that old age home. Chair, apart from that, everything was in accordance with regards to the old age home.
Any additions, anything that members as a part of the delegation would like to add? Honourable Waters, Honourable Kome, Honourable Makakula. You fine? Honourable Waters? You fine? So, we'll just add what Honourable Bula said in terms of his visit to the old age home and to the Newlands Rehabilitation Centre. Okay, thank you very much, members. Can I get a proposal from the members that were there for the acceptance of the report? Honourable Wharton. Honourable Kula, second. Thank you. Members, the minutes. The honourable members have the stack of minutes. Can we go to the 26th of February? Agenda was the briefing by the Department of Social Development emanating from this, from SONA. Here we had the honourable members that were present, and we had apologies, Mr. Khanyako, UDM, Ms. Makuba, IFP, and we had the opening and welcome. We had the presentation. Is there any corrections on page 1 and 2? Is there any corrections on page 3? on page 4.3, the committee expressed concern over the fact that it finalized the recruitment of the candidates to serve on the new board in August 2012, but at the time of reporting, no appointments had been made. The department told the members that the term of office of the outgoing board members was extended. The committee was concerned over the delayed implementation of the new national drug master plan. It also questioned the role of the media in reporting on gender violence. It raised concern that the print media tends to report violence against women by mainly focusing on perpetrators rather than on the victims of abuse or crime. It also condemned the tendency of the media of putting pictures of abused or dead children on the cover pages. It felt that this violated children's rights to dignity. It requested the department to take this issue up with the relevant authorities or structures. Members were concerned over the poor maintenance of some of the shelters for victims of gender violence and the lack of security at some facilities. The chairperson requested the members to give the department the names of shelters that lack security so that the department can make an investigation or conduct more appropriate. The deputy minister undertook to conduct the investigation. She, however, reported that the facilities were very secure. And then lastly, the committee urged the department to further strengthen its fight against fraud and corruption. Resolutions. The committee requested the department to provide it with a report on the appointment of the CDA board. The department should provide the committee with a report. Honourable The department should be provided with a committee, should provide the committee, just take out the D there please, with a detailed report on social infrastructure development plan. The report should include details on the planned renovations of social welfare facilities, such as old age homes, rehabilitation centres, and so on. The department should provide the committee with details on the training of the ECT practitioners. We've already received that presentation. And with regard to media reporting on gender-based violence, the committee requested the department to take this issue up with the relevant authorities or structures. The committee was of the view that the department was not doing enough to raise awareness of the social and infant distress to the communities. In addition, from the constituency work members found that there were discrepancies in the implementation of SRT. They found that some beneficiaries received full parcels only once instead of 3 months or 6 months as stipulated by the policy. I think it's for 3 months. SRT is 3 months. It's not 6 months.
I think it says the SRT must be given for 3 months and up to 6 months if the financial situation of that person it hasn't improved. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Honourable Members. Is there any more corrections that you've picked up? Honourable Waters?
The resolutions. The first one to do with the CDA board. I mean, I don't know if it should go in here or not, but the Minister actually did respond already. She sent that letter which she sent to all of us. Oh, there was the DG, okay. And apologising for that, for the official that got confused. So I don't know if you want to put it in or not, or just what transpired, yeah, okay. All right.
The minutes and the report of the committee will be different. It will contain those issues. Honourable Members, can we get a proposal and a seconder for the minutes, please? Honourable Morris proposes acceptance. Seconder, Honourable Gorman, thank you. We'll now go over to the minutes of April, the 23rd of April. The agenda was a consideration of the strategic plan and budget vote of the Department of Social Development. It was, there we have everyone present. Apologies was from Honourable Makuba Magakula, Tweta and Baba. Page 2, we have the briefing. Honourable Mora. It says you were unable to attend the meeting, but you are present. If we look at the colleges, it's Makuba Magakula, and Baba. Yeah. And 2, 3, 4. 4 honorable members. Yeah. So we'll just delete that. Page 4. Page 5, the recommendations of the committee. The Minister of Social Development should expand the youth programs to the other six remaining provinces, and the program should also be implemented at local government level. It welcomed the department's program, which aims to empower youth for sustainable development and social change. The minister should review the strategy to achieve a target of 66,000 social workers needed. So there should be an S for the implementation of the Children's Act and present it to the committee. The department should provide the committee with a detailed report on the scholarship program from its inception. The minister should establish mechanisms to address challenges related to the registration, funding and capacity building of NGOs, especially in the rural areas. And the minister should ensure that all vacant posts at senior management level are filled as a matter of urgency. Those were the resolutions, recommendations. Honourable members, can we put a proposed seconder for the minutes? Honourable Waters, Honourable Kumalo, thank you. So present were the other members that were present at the meeting. And then we discussed the strategic plans of SASA and the NDA. Apologies were received from Honourable Tswete, Ngubeni Maluleka and Honourable Makuba. Then we have the presentation by SASA. The recommendations of the committee was the implementation of the biometric system to SASA officials should be prioritized because a number of SASA officials had been found guilty of defrauding the social grant system. SASA should resolve the issue of dormant accounts and grant payments paid to beneficiaries who had passed away and other irregularities pertaining to social grant payments. SASA should strengthen security at pay points. Then the NDA on the strategic and operational plans of 2012 to 2017. There's a presentation. We express concern on page 4 over the large budget allocated to the compensation of employees, which represented 38% of the total budget of the committee. We also deliberated on issues pertaining to the funding of the NPLs. Especially the failure of NPLs to comply. I think the word especially. The failure of NPLs to comply to norms and standards and the NPO Act, and the lack of capacity building for NGOs. The committee cautioned against dual funding or double dipping to projects funded by the NDA. The NDA explained that it formed a partnership with Lotto in which the NDA provide capacity building to NGOs so that they can meet the requirements needed to qualify for Lotto funding. In terms of recommendations, the Minister of Social Development should ensure that the agency prioritizes the filling of senior vacant posts. The agency should review its budget allocation and ensure that more money is allocated to projects. The review of the budget should also make sure that more money is allocated to projects than to compensation of employees. The minister should apply to the National Treasury to have the budget allocation to the NDA increased, and the NDA has a critical role to play in poverty alleviation through its priority areas, namely ECD, food security, income generation, and capacity building skills. And furthermore, there should be an increased efforts on the part of the NDA over the monitoring and evaluation of the funded projects. The minister should ensure that the agency strengthens its awareness campaigns on projects it funded, as well as encourage NPOs to comply with the NPOs guidelines and act. I don't understand the last one, the last bullet. The minister should ensure that the agency strengthens its awareness campaigns on projects it funded. Something is wrong. Was that about profiling projects? Honorable Kumar.
Thanks, Chair. I will just say it under corrections of any members that were there in the meeting. I think it came up after we have discussed the thing of saying most of the time department issues funding monies on projects but not monitored. I'm sure that is where it came up to say there should be some effort to strengthen the awareness campaign so that one the beneficiaries must be aware, but at the same time there should be monitoring and evaluation to ensure that the beneficiaries are correct people. I'm not sure, but I'm saying to be corrected. Yes,
capacity building programs, because then we capacitate NGOs and NPOs to run the projects. Honorable Pullman?
Chair, what I remember is that we were discussing about the invisibility of NDA, whereby projects that are funded by NDA are not known by the community, so they don't have anything that shows that the project has been funded by NDA, and they had a problem to say we didn't have enough money. Now we're scared that the people would just come and apply, and then we're talking also about launching those projects that have been funded, so that people must know that NDA under the Department of Social Development is doing something to change the lives of the people.
Proposal. This amendment. The minister should ensure that the agency improve its profiling on funded projects, right? As well as encourage NPOs to comply with the NPOs guidelines and act. So then it talks about profiling the NGOs, the NPOs. Thank you very much, honourable members. Can I get a proposal and a seconder for the minutes? Honourable Kumalo, honourable Gourmet, thank you very much. Of April. We're going to have three more sets of minutes to be finished. On the agenda on the 30th of April, we had the adoption of the committee report on the strategic plans and budget vote of the department and its entities, and then we adopted outstanding minutes. So that's basically that was the business of the committee for that day. Present, Honorable Kumalo Mafola Magakula, Honorable Ngubeni Maluleka, Honorable Tswete, Honorable Gaba, the Democratic Alliance with Honorable More, Honorable Waters, Congress of the People with Honorable Gume, and Minority Front with Honorable Pula. Apologies, Honorable Bota and Honorable Makuba. Then we had an election of a chairperson. And we had the opening of welcome. You adopted the minutes. And then the meeting closed. So that was basically it. So present was Honorable Kumalo, Honorable Magakula, Honorable Gome, Mora, and Water. So it's a very straightforward minute. Can we have a proposal and a seconder, please, for the minute? Honorable Pula and Honorable Magakula, thank you very much. Then we come to the minutes of the 14th. I'm sure this minute is Honorable Tweter. Then on the 14th of May, a briefing by the Department of Social Development on the implementation of the adoption policy. There we have the members present. Apologies, Honorable Mora. This was the one that you confirmed today. I think we're very privileged in terms of the minister's attendance to our committee meetings as a portfolio committee. Then on page 2, we had the opening and welcome briefing by the department on the implementation of the adoption policy. Then in terms of the challenges, in terms of deliberations and concerns raised on page 4, the committee urged the department to put more focus on adoption of children with special needs. Programs designed for children with special needs should be developed. The committee expressed its concern regarding the shortage of social workers dealing with adoption process. The department explained that because adoption is a complex matter, is a complex matter, and so it requires competent and highly skilled social workers. The Children's Act did not allow state social workers to do a job. The old Child Act, did not allow state social workers to do adoptions. The result has been that expertise currently lies with private social workers. Propose amendments to the Children's Act will address this challenge. Okay, so it's the Children's Act and the Older Child Act. The committee further raised concern that there were only 42 accredited adoption social workers and only the private sector could do adoptions. It was concerned that court I don't think we should say private sector. That sounds like a commercial thing. I think we should say that that agencies, private adoption agencies. It was concerned over the declining numbers of adoption, especially national adoptions. The committee raised a concern over the emerging challenge of people using social media to advertise adoption. I think it was. Was it the country adoption? It advertised, it advised that there is a need for people to be made aware that such practices are illegal. The committee reiterated its concern over children who are born from South African women incarcerated in foreign prisons. It wanted to know how the department was assisting. Okay. Resolutions. The committee further recommended that the minister should send a strong message against the abuse of adoption using social media as it was found. Especially the use. It recommended that the department should consider having follow-ups on adopted children, especially those adopted by foreign parents. Yeah, but that is happening. It is part of adoption processes. Even with social workers, we have to follow up. And there's also assessment, so it's part of the process. I don't think we need to say that, because it's part of the adoption process. Honourable members, can we... For those corrections, can we get a proposal? Is there any other matters, Honourable Waters?
Chair, I raised the concern around, if you remember, ABO adoptions in particular. I raised them as an example. They're a Netherlands-based adoption agency where they place conditions of religion, heterosexual versus homosexual, and marriage as conditions of adopting children. And I think that needs to be raised. I know Mrs. Davies did say they... having meetings with them, but I think we need to raise that.
That is it. Remember, they had an agreement with them. They should remove that from their website.
It's still on the website.
It's still on the website. We can say that adoption agencies, whether it's international or nationally, that discriminates, because it goes against the letter of our constitution, against potential adoptive parents on the basis of religion and what do you say, sexual orientation
and marriage.
Yeah, on religion, sexual orientation, and marital status. No, isn't that what they ask you always? Marital status. Yeah. But even in South Africa, if you are single, you can even adopt. Yeah. And marital status. Yeah, should be banned from adopting South African children. Should be prevented. Yeah. From facilitating the adoption of South African children. You got it? Yeah, it's a rights issue. Can we Can I get a mover and a seconder, please? For this minute, Honourable Waters. Honourable Bola, thank you. Then we go to, I think the last is the fourth of June. Yeah. I know it's a minute, it's fine. That was the consideration of the annual report on the Central Drug Authority. Present Honourable Boata up to Honourable Kaba. Then we had the Democratic Alliance, we had Honourable Inkatha Freedom Front, Honourable, and then Honourable Pula from the Minority Front. We had one apology from Honourable Kumala. It was the consideration of the CDA annual report. And here we have it. The challenges. The presentation reported that the department had encountered the following challenges: the impact of the CDA and the DMP on the quality of life of communities in South Africa is yet to be measured. Just take out the T. Departmental drug master plans and reports from national and provincial departments responsible for drug abuse continued not to be submitted on time. And then lastly, there is a shortage of public treatment centers to deal with a large number of people who are addicted to drugs. Presentation can be made available to the committee. I don't know what this is. Should this come out to the present? That's the sentence, committee secretary. Should not be there. Deliberations and concerns raised. The old story of the CDA's late submission. In terms of the resolutions, the committee resolved to conduct oversight. Isn't it the recommendation? The resolutions. Oh. The committee resolved to conduct. To the provinces over their performance on in the fight against substance abuse. The oversight will focus on the programs being implemented by the provinces. It will also assess the extent of the substance abuse in provinces. The committee recommended that the National Drug Master Plan should be tabled to Cabinet for finalization as a matter of urgency. And then at the bottom, it requests the CDA to provide the committee with a copy of a report on the special project conducted by the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development to determine the link between HIV and substance abuse in schools. It requests and it recommended that the CDA should take necessary measures to ensure that the state-funded rehabilitation centers are established in all provinces and monitoring and evaluation is conducted in the existing centers. Members, is there any correction? In terms of resolutions, are you happy? Have you captured everything that you said? Can we get a proposal and a second for the minutes, please? Honourable Mora, thank you. Can we get a second? Honourable Bula, you were there, and Honourable Waters. Yeah, thanks. Finished. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. That brings us to the last item on our committee program. Yeah, that is closure. This is our last meeting for the term. Honourable Gulmay, did you want to say something? Oh, you're fine. The committee secretary informed me she did organize a lunch. Is it there? Okay, hot snacks, she said. We'll keep you warm in this winter. Thank you very much. The meeting's adjourned. The certificates for the social policy. Is the social security training in Durban for you? Thank you. The Durban one.
Okay.
Man darf ja auch schon. Tut ja wohl, wenn du das gesehen hast.